Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Clyde Mayshore. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Foley steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Wynn moves to second. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Wynn moves to third. May moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wynn scores. May moves to third. Edwards moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Torres reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Helms moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Helms scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Torres reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayshore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Humphrey and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Helms strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruse strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ruse, and towards Metzger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Torres bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Helms covering, for the out. Torres moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayshore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Singleton moves to second. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Humphrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Humphrey reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Singleton scores. Woods goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Expos. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to second. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a pop-up towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson pinch hits for Jerry Ruse. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Griffin now pitching. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Torres hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day pinch hits for Clyde Mayshore. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Day moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Day scores. It's 5-3, Expos. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Hal Breeden. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Boots Day now playing right field. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Expos. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Torres bunts towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. Humphrey moves to second. Two outs. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Mike Torres. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. John Bacabella now catching. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Fred Gladding now pitching. Norm Miller now playing left field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Singleton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Helms takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Fenwick pinch runs for Tommy Helms. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Metzger moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Metzger scores. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.